So he couldn't be, as it were, shut up in this way. And the story goes on, the legendary, the traditional account continues to say that he got, as it were, rather tired, rather discontented with just staying in these palaces, enjoying these pleasures, just his happy domestic household life. Got tired of his sort of martial exercise, got tired of just shooting with the bow and arrow and practicing with his sword. He got tired of all that. And one day, he said to his charioteer, let's go out. Let's go and look at the world. Let's see what's happening. See what people are doing. So his charioteer said, but I'm afraid it's forbidden. The king has said, you shall not go out. But Siddhartha said, never mind. I'll take the consequences. If the king says anything, all right, let him say it to me. But let's go. So the chariot was yoked, and out they went, out into the world. Well, that is just outside the gate, to have a look at what was happening. So as they went along on a nice, bright, fine, sunny day, what did they see? Just walking along by the roadside was an old man, a very old man. And of course the legend gives a very graphic description. And even now in India, very often, old people look really old. They're bent, thin, withered, bones all sticking out, eyes trickling with rheum. And that's how the old man appeared to the Buddha. And the Buddha, we are told, the future Buddha, was very deeply shocked. Because his father had given instructions that all very old people were to be kept out of his way. Because if he saw a very old person, he might start thinking. So very old people had been kept away from the palaces. And we're told that the Buddha had never actually seen one. So when he saw the very old man sort of tottering along, looking as though he was going to just drop dead any moment almost, he said to the charioteer, who is that? What is that? And the charioteer, of course, who knew the world more than the Buddha did, said, well, that's just an old man. So the Buddha said, but what happens to him? Why is he like that? Why is he so bent? Why is he so thin? Why is he so withered? Why are his bones sticking up? Why is that fluid trickling from his eyes? And the charioteer said, but it's natural. This is what happens. You don't have to do anything to get old, you just get old. And then the Buddha said, well, what about me? Will it happen to me? Will I get old too? And the charioteer shook his head very slowly and sadly. He said, the king your father, the queen your mother, your wife, I myself, you yourself, will all grow old. We all one day will be like this old man. We shall all be afflicted by old age. And we're told that the Buddha felt like an elephant struck by a thunderbolt. And he sort of perspired with emotion. And he said, let's go back to the palace. Let's not go out anymore today. And he was brooding over this. Well, you can see the significance of it. He may or he may not have seen an old man in this way. He might have seen perhaps many old men, but not seen them. That day, perhaps, he saw an old man as though for the first time. And we know from our own experience that this very often happens. We see a thing. We see it maybe every day of our lives. Just like we see the sun rising and the sun setting. But we never see, because we're not aware and we don't think. We see, but we don't see. We are blind. So maybe that was how the Buddha saw. He saw, spiritually, the old man, an old man, for the first time. For the first time in his life he realized, really realized, there was such a thing as old age. And it would inevitably come upon him. So back to the palace he went. But a few days later, he took courage again. He went out again, and this time he saw a sick man, a man with fever, lying by the roadside. And again in the same way he asked the charioteer, but what happens to this man? What is wrong with him? Why is he lying there? Why is he twitching? Why is he shaking, shivering? Why does his face look so ghastly? Why his eyes rolling so wildly? What has happened to him? And the charioteer said, well, he's just sick, he's ill, he's got fever. And the Buddha, who apparently had enjoyed blooming health until then, said, but well, has this happened just to him? Or does it happen to other people? And again the charioteer said, all men, all women are liable to sickness. They can be struck down at any moment. Any moment, health and strength may go. So again, the Buddha was put into a very deeply thoughtful mood and back he went. But again, after a few days, forth he went once more with the charioteer. And this time, what did he see? He saw four men coming along, and they were carrying something between them on a sort of stretcher, the poles of which were balanced on their shoulders. And there was a man on the stretcher. And the man was wrapped in a yellow sheet. His face was exposed. But it looked all strange. He didn't move. It was expressionless. The face was expressionless. Didn't say anything. It was sort of stiff. Eyes were closed. And the Buddha said to the charioteer, well, that's very strange. Why are they carrying that man in that way? Where are they going? What's he done? What's happened? So the charioteer said, that man is dead. He died. They're taking him to the burning ground. They're going to burn the body. And again the Buddha asked, well, does this too happen to everybody? Will everybody, as you say, die? And the charioteer said, yes. Your father, your mother, your wife, your child, myself, yourself, everybody will die one day. There have been millions of men born since the beginning of the world. Every one of them has died. No doubt there will be millions more born in the future. Every one of them will die. Not a single living being can escape the cold hand of death. Death overtakes all. So more sad, more sorrowful, more thoughtful, more, we may say, existentially anguished than ever, the Buddha returned to his palace to reflect on what he had seen and what he'd understood. And again he went forth, on another day, with the charioteer, and this time what did he see? He saw a man coming along in the distance. And he wasn't wearing the usual white dress, he was wearing a yellow dress. And he was carrying a begging bowl, and he looked very calm and peaceful. And since his father had kept him away from all religious folk, the Buddha didn't know who or what this was. So he asked his charioteer, who is that? And the charioteer said, this is one who has gone forth. That was a technical expression. And the Buddha asked, well, gone forth from what? And the charioteer answered, gone forth from the world. Gone forth from his home, gone forth from family. He's gone forth, he's left it all. He's devoting himself entirely to the search for truth. He's trying to find an answer to the riddle of existence. So once again the Buddha was deeply impressed. And he was thinking over it all, brooding over it all in his palace, and we're told the singing girls had no more charm for him. The dancing girls had no more charm for him. He paid them no attention. They tried to distract him, tried to amuse him, but it was all no good. He didn't want to be distracted, he didn't want to be amused. He only wanted to think He only wanted to find out. And eventually he came to the conclusion that he too would have to go forth. He'd have to do what that man whom he'd seen had done, just to go forth, to leave everything, and devote himself to the search for truth, the search for reality.